Years ago, my family and I had the opportunity to be on the Isle of Patmos where John wrote the Revelation. And we've got to remember that John was in the Isle of Patmos alone. He was in a rocky, inhospitable prison. He was there for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus. And yet to him, under such circumstances, separated from all the loved ones of Ephesus, he was barred from the worship of church. He was condemned to the companionship of uncongenial fellow captives. For this, God used him mightily. Also, a door was opened. If you think about other things in the Old Testament, we have to be reminded of Jacob. He was exiled from his father's house, who laid himself down in a desert place to sleep, and in his dreams, you'll remember that he beheld a ladder which united heaven with earth, and at the top stood his God. And not to these only, but to many more doors have been opened into heaven. When so far as the world was concerned, my friend, it seemed as though their circumstances and perhaps our circumstances were altogether unlikely for such revelations. And yet, to prisoners and captives, to constant sufferers bound by iron chains, even in this 21st century, people who are being condemned because of the Word of God, to other lonely pilgrims in past generations and even with us in this 21st century, to wanderers here on the earth, as the Bible calls us, we've got to remember how often has the door of heaven been opened. But there are conditions. We've got to know what it is to be in the Holy Spirit. We have to have a pureness of heart and obedience in our faith, don't we? We've got to be willing to count all things but loss for the excellency of knowing Jesus Christ. And then when God is all in all to us, when we live and move and have our being in His favor, as the Bible calls it, to us the door will also be open, my friend. I love the poem that says, God has his mountains bleak and bare, where he bids us rest a while. Crags where we breathe a purer air, lone peaks that catch the day's first smile. And God has his deserts broad and brown, a solitude, a sea of sand, where he let heaven's curtain down, unknit by his almighty hand. My friend, this day as we go to prayer, it may seem that your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling, but you know what? God longs to open and unveil heaven to us even this day, to catch a glimpse of it. He tells us to set our affections on things above, to turn our eyes upon Jesus, as in that beautiful song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Father, I'm reminded of Revelation 4:1 that says a door was opened in heaven. And I pray that this day for my friend listening, and I pray for myself, that we would see how you long to open up the riches, the storehouse of heaven to your sons and to your daughters. You're a good God. You love us with a love that we can't even begin to fully comprehend. And you're the source of all good and perfect gifts. Thank you for opening a door to heaven just for us this day. We thank you in Jesus' name.